KX93.5, that's local music from Denny White. I'm Tyler Russell on Laguna's Only FM. And we're joined in studio now, as I mentioned earlier, by Paula Hornbuckle, the new president of the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tyler. I'm well, thank you.
You're well, except for a broken left something over there.
Broken left pinky finger. Gym accident.
You're hanging in there. Thanks for coming on.
You bet.
So, Paula, you're the brand new president of the Boys and Girls Club, although you've been on the board for about 6 years, right?
That is correct. First woman president.
Yeah, you're the first woman president, which is cool. How long has the Boys and Girls Club been around in town?
Oh, gosh, I believe we're over 55 years
now. And you're the first female president ever.
I am indeed.
That's a big newsworthy item.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I think it's really cool. The club has a lot going on. We're going to try to hit some of your events coming up and kind of your latest features. But why don't you start by talking about kind of as president, as the new president, what do you hope to impart that the club does in town? Why is it important? You know, all of those things.
Right. So, we do a lot of things. First of all, we just opened two new branches. We opened the New Lane Park branch, that's serving kids ages first grade to fifth grade. And we have our new teen center that just opened across the street from the high school. And we're hoping to make that a full-time program at some point. We're hoping to get that in the process this year. All this stuff has been in the works, so I hate to take credit for any of that.
Sure.
This is obviously a group project, so...
But it's all stuff that kind of increases your brand and effect in town. I mean, you now have a branch in three different places and the teen center.
That is correct.
Right.
We do. We serve over 300 kids a day. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these children have no place to go after school. We have an education room where they come in and they can do their homework. In fact, they're not allowed to play until they do their homework. You know, we have, you know, teens that may be out doing things they're maybe not supposed to be doing, that we're able to, you know, keep them off the street and do, you know, things that are productive and also do mentoring, and they can do mentoring to the younger children.
For people who don't know, is that indeed the mission of Boys and Girls Club? Is it to kind of give them a safe, productive place to have after school activities?
You nailed it. That's exactly our mission.
I could have written it.
You might have.
So the Lang Park branch, you have a new thing opening there next week. What is that?
We do. We have a dedication ceremony on March 6th at 10 a.m. The community is welcome to attend. Just RSVP at the Boys and Girls Club, LagunaBeach.com. We are just doing a special dedication ceremony, and I hate to give away too many of the things that are happening, but we would love to have anyone who wants to attend come.
And if people haven't visited Lang Park in general, I mean, it's kind of a hidden gem over there in South Laguna. It's a great big place for your dogs to run when they're not working on the grass. They have a tennis court. They have a playground. You guys are there now. It's great.
Correct.
And then what else? You've got the gala coming up on May 9th.
We do. We have the Viva Laguna Gala casino-themed event at the Montage. And we usually have about 300 in attendance, and it's just an amazing night. And it also raises a lot of money for our club. We do. Most of our money comes from fundraising.
Yeah.
Two-thirds is strictly donations given from our community and our corporate sponsors.
And this is indeed your biggest one.
It is indeed our biggest one, yes.
How much did you raise last year?
I want to say we were $650 to $680.
Right, which is massive.
It's massive. It's about a third of our budget.
And how much are tickets to the gala?
$500 per ticket. Our lowest sponsor level is $5,000.
And are there still tickets available?
There are tickets available. We actually just started selling them.
Where should people go to get them?
Boys and Girls Club Laguna Beach.
If you've never been to the gala and you can help donate to the club and spend your $500 to go, for me, it's remarkable as somebody who's kind of an outsider perspective to see when you say, who can donate $25,000 right now? And 10 people raise their hand. I mean, there's nothing like seeing that kind of generosity in one room. It's incredible.
There isn't. And 1 year we had a very generous anonymous donation of a local resident who donated $100,000, which none of us expected or planned for. So,
right.
And we always love those small
sure
little
do.
Surprises.
Yeah, of course you do. And then what else do we need to hit on? How do you hope to use that teen center, the spot? How does it hope to grow into a program for you?
So right now at the teen center, we're only open 3 days a week from 2 o'clock until I believe it's 6 or 6:30. We hope to make that a full-time space, have college counselors there, have our teens do their community service work right through the teen center. We just want to get it into a full-time situation.
Yeah.
And we're not there financially yet, but we're getting there.
Is there a point where, you know, kids maybe in middle school feel like they've graduated from the club and they don't want to go anymore, or, you know, it's not cool anymore.
Hence the teen center.
Yes.
And we're calling it, and we aren't calling it, the teens actually named it The Spot.
Right.
So that's their name. They picked it. They want to be separate from the tweens.
Sure.
And that we want to have the tweens interested in wanting to go to The Spot when they leave the middle school environment and go to the high school environment.
Yeah, it should have this mysterious teen allure
right,
to it. Right,
yeah. Exactly.
Good. Well, maybe you can help them out by going to the fundraiser and donating, and that'll help you guys raise money that you need for The Spot.
Absolutely.
Great. Paula Hornbuckle, the first female president of the Boys and Girls Club in studio. Anything else you wanna mention at all?
No, I can just go back to the gala and say that we're going to have lots of great live auction items, which, Tyler, you're very familiar with.
Very familiar with. I've used one.
Yes. So if you have any desire to find some great items, we'd love to have you.
Okay. Can you mention what a couple of them are?
Well, we haven't secured them, but we are working on and probably will get them again. We had the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas,
yep.
A two-bedroom Sapphire Ocean View suite, all-inclusive of a dinner and some beverages. And
which I've heard is quite nice.
Well, you've been there. So, and we're fairly certain we'll get that as well as some other wonderful items, which I hate to mention because we haven't secured.
Okay, you secure them and then we'll get it out over the air. The gala again is May 9th and boysandgirlsclub.org.
Just Google Boys and Girls Club Laguna Beach.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, thank you.
And we look forward to your event next week and to the gala and whatever else you guys are doing. You're such a good resource in town and we really appreciate our partnership with you. And please let us know how else we can help and get words out, okay?
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
We're KX93.5.